It's a time set for, public hearing on ADKT-0542 in the matter of critical labor shortage designation. Is there anyone who would like to speak to this petition? In Las Vegas, Justice Pickering?
Yes, we have some people in the audience. Do any of you wish to come forward and address the court? Okay, so the Chief Justice is slated to arrive shortly and would like to.
Okay.
Judge Reese isn't here yet.
No. I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
Judge Reese is trying to.
Oh, rope in by video, okay.
So Jerry Reese is late.
No, this is not as well.
And Jerry Reese is late. Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're, I guess, trying to get him on video. Andres, you want to just do it? Or?
I was going to be on the ground on my phone, so.
It's all you, Andres. So thank you.
Why you get paid the big bucks,
sir.
Andres.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do this. May it please the court. My name is Andres Moses. I'm the Assistant Court Administrator for the 8th Judicial District Court. And we are here to renew our critical labor shortage designation for our Marshals Division. We have submitted a narrative in writing to the justices. I think the most notable part of it is that 15% of our workforce is comprised of CLS-designated marshals. So it would be a huge blow to our Marshals Division if we lost this. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
I'm sorry, what was the percentage?
15%.
Thank you. Colleagues, do any of you have any questions on this ADKT or for this gentleman?
What is the current vacancy rate for the marshals?
So currently, we have 5 vacancies, so about 5%. But if we lost the 15, though, then we'd be at 20%. So we have about 100 peace officers.
And what are the recruiting efforts looking like?
Yeah, absolutely. So a little news on that front. Last July, we signed a new MOU with Clark County. So our recruitment process has been completely revamped, and it's been much more streamlined. We have 2 recruiters that work for our HR department, and they're active. We go to job fairs. We do postings. I wish Tom Newsom was here because he would be able to give you a whole comprehensive things that he does. But I do know that we've been really successful in recruitment, particularly from the retired peace officers who we have working there.
Please.
So, Andres, I'm looking at some of the paperwork that was submitted, and I see that it's apparently in spite of efforts to find new sources of applicants that it still is taking about 80 days to fill a vacancy in the Marshals Division. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, that is my understanding, Justice Kadish, and a lot of it is because of all the work that we have to do to screen these individuals. They have to undergo an extensive background check, psych exams, polygraph. So it's quite onerous, but I do believe we've sped that up significantly from what it was at before MOU got put in place in July.
Okay. Okay,
good. Any further questions? No. All right.
Thank you.
Are there any members of the public who would like to speak to this ADKT? There's none in Carson City. Justice Pickering in Las Vegas.
There are people in the audience, but none who wish to speak.
All right, thank you. If there's nothing further, then we'll take this matter under submission. The court will